Hello, this is Lizzie Madison coming to you live from the Zima Center. Today we'll be talking about the book Zack and Mia by A.J. Betts. In the book of Zack and Mia, a boy named Zack has leukemia and has to stay in a hospital for older people. Zack eventually realizes that a newbie comes in, and her name is Mia. She was staying in the room next to him. Mia has cancer called osteosarcoma, which is located in her lower leg.
Yeah, and remember that they messaged each other on Facebook because they couldn't leave the room.
Zack left the hospital, and Mia got her surgery the day that he left. Once Mia had left, she went to her friend's house, but her friends were giving her crap about her, so she left.
Yeah, and when she left her friend's house to go find Zack, she had booked a ticket on the bus and ended up being at an animal place where Zack happened to be there.
And then, Mia met Zack's Aunt Beck. But Zack didn't want his parents to meet Mia, so Mia lived with Aunt Beck for a while. Madison, don't you remember the part where Mia went to go get antibiotics and she went to go take a shower, and when she came out, she accidentally dropped her towel in front of Zack?
Yes, I do. It was really embarrassing and awkward for Mia, but this was a really important part of the book because she ended up running away.
Okay, so now that they know a little bit about the story, we should talk about some connections we have made.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've made a text-to-world connection. At one point in the story, Mia wants to go find Zack and figure out where he's been all this time, but she can't get anyone to take her, so she decides to take a bus. She then realizes that she doesn't have any money to take the bus. Her friends had invited her to their party, and then as the night went on, her friends kept on making fun of her, and she was so annoyed by that she just left. As she was getting ready to leave, she saw her mom's purse in the kitchen. She remembered about wanting to take the bus to go find Zack, so she stole money from her mom's purse. My text-to-world connection has something to do with stealing money. Nowadays, teenagers are wanting to go hang out with friends, but they don't have any money, so they think it's a good idea to sneak into their mom's purse and steal money.
Yeah, I agree to that text-to-world connection, but as a matter of fact, I do have a connection, but this one is a text-to-text connection. At the beginning of the book, when Mia first comes into the hospital, she has cancer, and as we already know, it was a cancer called osteosarcoma, which was in her lower leg. And this sort of reminded me of the book The Fault in Our Stars. A girl named Hazel in the book also had cancer and had fallen in love with another boy.
Let's move on to the author, A.J. Betts. A.J. Betts is from Australia, and she is a teacher as well. Since she was a kid, she had always enjoyed reading books that involved dragons, kings, and faraway places. She was obsessed with books like The Little Golden Books, The Sesame Street books, and Mr. Men.
Yeah, and so since she has read all of these books, she was so inspired by all of these authors that had persuaded her to write her own books.
Yeah, and she has written a couple of books. One of them was Zack and Mia. She also wrote a book called Wavelength, and she is currently working on a book called Hive, which is coming out in 2019.
So let's talk about the book. So the book Zack and Mia had won an award in 2012 and was for Text Prize, as well as the TV series Zack and Mia also won a couple Emmy Awards.
I've been reading some reviews on the story, and they all kind of have the same reasons. A lot of them are saying how the book was a little boring at the beginning, but then it started to get better towards the end. What were your opinions?
I can say that I agree about that. The book definitely took a little bit to get to the climax, where it actually started to get more interesting. What about you?
I totally agree. I also think that, well, I don't know about you, but for me, it went in a loop. At the beginning of the story, it wasn't that interesting, but then it got better. But then when Mia went to go get on the bus in the middle of the story, it didn't sound that great. But then at the end of the story, it was a really good way to end the story. If you asked someone, what would you rate the book, what would you rate it?
Great question. I would probably rate this book a 4 out of 5. It was a really good story. I just think that the beginning could be a little more interesting. What about you?
I would rate it a 3.5 out of 5. I just didn't like the fact that it kept going back and forth between interesting and not interesting. But I did like the fact that it came from a teenager's perspective.
Well, this was a great podcast today on talking about the book Zack and Mia.
And thanks everybody for tuning in today on The Zima Show.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.